From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Caudette. Since the Wasma Center for Human Rights was first founded in 1996, it's been a center of diversity and learning in the heart of downtown Boise. Home to the Idaho Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial, the Wasma Center's mission is education and encouraging respect for human dignity. And after 16 years with the organization, Dan Prinzing will be retiring next year, and the center's board of directors have chosen a new executive director. Christina Bruce Benyon joins us now to talk about the future of the Wasma Center. Christina, welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So I'm curious, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to take on this position.
I have had the privilege of working in the field of refugee resettlement in Idaho for over 20 years, and day in and day out worked with people who had come to the United States as refugees because their rights were not respected and when were often violated. And because of that, they had lost everything and had to start over again in a new country. And when the opportunity came up to apply for the position here, I thought it would be a really interesting expansion and extension of the work that I had been doing. But from the prevention side, I guess, to be involved in education and prevention and really trying to be part of the work that it takes to constantly work in our own country to protect and strengthen human rights. So it was an exciting opportunity.
And what does the Wasma Center mean to you?
Gosh, the Wasma Center is this wonderful gem that we have here in the Gem State, a place that is really dedicated to education and furthering, you know, the idea and the concept of human rights, but not just in an abstract way, but really trying to keep that idea alive and to continue to educate, right, students, teachers, the community about the importance of these issues, and in a way that is, that is unique. I mean, we are one of the only places in the world that has the entire language of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights written out in the memorial. Obviously, we are the only memorial to Anne Frank in the country. And now that we've broken ground on the new education center right next to the memorial, it's going to be such an exciting time to continue to be able to, you know, grow the work that the center has been doing and to really build on that awesome foundation that Dan and his folks have worked on for so many years.
Well, it is truly, as you said, I think a gem that we have and so critically important to our state. And I thank you for your time, Christina. My apologies that we can't talk with you longer. It has been an incredibly busy news day. So yeah. I just appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we will have you back to in the future to talk more about the center and the future of the center. We've been talking with Christina Bruce Benyon. She is the new executive director of the Wasma Center for Human Rights, talking about her new appointment. And of course, as I mentioned, we'll have Christina back on in the future to talk more about the center. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.